Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
To disagree, I thought he was pretty funny, and I thought he was looking to make a point, and that's exactly what he did. You know, my thing is, everybody blew it out of proportion. He was only talking to one person, not a whole race of people. He was only talking to that one guy.
Now, with that being said, I'm not sure if he was just talking to that one guy. Because, I mean, he's notorious. He's notorious for, you know, going a little bit overboard. I mean, take a point, case in point, him and Steve Harvey. You know, Steve Harvey went on, I mean, they headlined it like Steve Harvey versus Cat Williams. Steve Harvey got on there, did his whole show, never said Cat Williams' name not one time. Cat Williams got on there and dogged that man from beginning to end. I mean, ripped him a new asshole. You know, I think Cat Williams have a tendency to take things a little bit too far. I mean, maybe a couple of jokes would have been funny, but just to go all out of soap, pretty much like he did on the Latino guy. I mean, a couple of jokes would have been funny, but then this 7-minute tirade, really? Come on, Cat. That's why they think you're crazy.
I thought he did exactly what he was supposed to do. I mean, come on. How you look trying to heckle this guy? He has a mic you don't. Can't nobody hear what you're saying. They can only hear what he's saying.
And I understand that.
Why
you
put yourself out there?
I understand it. And if you ever notice, a lot of comedians, they get heckled. They give you that one-liner that shuts you the fuck up, and they go on about their business. He went on a 7-minute tirade. I mean, a 7-minute tirade. I'm all right, man, let it go. Okay, cool. We understand. You love America. I mean, a 7-minute tirade talking about the same thing? I'm not going to look at it as a race issue. I just figure it wasn't funny. And I mean, if it wasn't funny, wasn't no sense of doing it.
Well, a lot of people are looking at it as a race thing. A lot of people are saying that he did it. He attacked all Mexicans, which I
well,
don't think he did.
I don't
that one
think
particular
he,
dude.
I don't think he did, but I can see why they got that. They got that image of it. I mean,
talking to one person.
Well, I mean, yeah, you saying that, but he was saying if. I mean, when you saying stuff like that, you got to be. I mean, you got to be careful. I mean, even as a comedian, you still got to be careful what things you say. And, what if 10 other Mexicans that was in there got offended? You know?
What?
In
defense of Cat Williams, it was just joke. It started off as jokes, and then he started talking to that one particular person. He didn't say all Mexicans. He said you. That one particular person. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say all Mexicans are bitches. He said, you a bitch. How can you say he's saying that to all Mexicans?
What if that other Latino got the same belief that he got?
Well, you should have let it be known. I don't think the man did anything wrong. I don't think he went too far. He practiced his First Amendment right, freedom of speech. That's exactly what he did.
I don't think
he did anything wrong.
I don't think it was racist. I just don't think it was funny.
Okay, well, let's ask Butter. Butter?
Yes.
What's up, baby?
How y'all doing tonight?
We good. Smoking good.
Yeah.
I hear you exhaling.
Yeah, I can't hardly breathe right now. My nose is kind of...
Man, you too? I'm sick as a dog. I'm drinking this old... I'm sick. I'm going old school. 100-proof old granddad.
That's what's up. I wish I had some right now.
Man, growing hair on my chest.
Ooh.
All right, well, check this out, though. All right, I'm not sure. Hey, have you been watching TV lately?
Nope.
Oh, okay, well, nah. Which, it happened a while back, but I guess CNN and finally got a hold to it. Cat Williams was doing a stand-up, and...
The apocalypse or something?
Nah, I don't think it was that. You know, I can't even tell you which one he actually was doing, but he was doing one live.
Uh-huh.
And the heckler got on there, you know, and was heckling him. So Cat goes into this 7-minute, what I call a 7-minute tirade. Me personally, Father Time feel like, well, the guy heckled him, so he had every right to do, you know, say what he said. My guess, CNN is trying to make it that Cat Williams was being, you know, racist.
With everything
me
that
personally,
he says.
me personally, I don't feel he was being racist. I just feel like it just wasn't funny. You know, a 7-minute tirade. You're a comedian and you go into a 7-minute tirade and it's not funny, then it wasn't worth doing.
Right.
Yeah, but the people in the audience was laughing.
I mean, you said they was laughing.
Somebody.
I just think they was yelling.
If they were laughing,
I might as well
keep it going.
What did he say?
We're going to play it later on in the show, and we want you to help us decide. I mean, what is it? Now, I mean, you've watched Cat Williams before, right?
Yeah.
I mean, me personally, I feel early Cat Williams funny as fuck. Cat Williams of now is like, yeah, I hate, but no, bro. I'd rather watch Kevin Hart.
Okay. Well, the last time I've seen Cat Williams was, I think, I don't know how to pronounce it either. It was something like the Catalopus something.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I can't pronounce it the right way neither.
That
so
one was funny.
I'm with you on that one.
That one was funny.
That was when he had his hair like twisted up.
Yeah, looked like the
Let me ask you a question, brother. Do you think a comedian can say what they want to say?
Do I think a comedian should say what they want to say?
Do you think if you're on stage, you're a comedian, you're on stage, do you think you're allowed to say whatever you want to say?
Yeah, depending on how popular you want to be.
I mean, I
think
agree,
you can
but
too. Hold on. Let me ask Janine.
Yes.
Do you think if you're a comedian, you're on stage, you're doing a stand up, you can say whatever you want to say?
Paul Mooney does.
Yeah, if you're a comedian, if they don't want to see them and they don't think they're funny, then they shouldn't pay their money to go see them.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Now, hold up. Now, with that being said, I mean, I understand you should, and I'm not saying you can't say what you want to say, but I mean, okay, now Janine, let me ask you. We go out, we go on a date. I said, well, I'm gonna take you to this comedy show.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, normally the guy that we're going to see is pretty funny.
Okay.
You know, but when we get there, he's just not funny. I mean, he goes on like I said, I call it a 7-minute tirade. I call it a 7-minute tirade. Father Time called it 7 minutes of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I don't think it was all that funny. If you're gonna heckle somebody, my thing is, I've seen people get heckled. I mean, I've watched shows where, you know, guys then, you know, said some of the people in the audience, and, you know, They get their quick zinged on them, and they leave them the fuck alone. You don't go on a 7-minute tirade. I mean, because in the beginning it might be funny, but towards the end you're like, damn, he's still talking about this motherfucker. Damn, going on 10 minutes. Move on.
But what the dude said pissed him off, and he took it as, okay, you didn't piss me off, so now I'm going to get you. I got the money.
7 minutes worth.
I'm going to get you.
Well, who are y'all talking about? Y'all talking about somebody specific?
Yeah, Cat
Williams. Oh,
CNN's
on
trying
shit.
To say CNN's trying to say Cat Williams is racist because he attacked a Mexican guy that was in the audience. I mean, a Latino guy who attacked him first. He started heckling him first.
But
Cat Williams is doing this show.
Through all of his comedy, he talks about white folks, black folks, every folk he talk about. He talk about everybody.
Right.
I don't think it was racist. I mean, you know, I don't think that they went to the show thinking that he was gonna say something about being Mexican or something. I mean,
he talks about everybody, like she just said. He talks about every single race.
Right.
Right, but I'm saying if you're gonna heckle somebody, be funny about it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not. You keep trying to say like, all right, well, you don't want to. I mean, if I heckle you, I expect you, the comedian, I'm expecting you to say something about me. You know what I'm saying? I'm expecting that.
Right.
But be funny.
I mean, there's a difference from being funny, then you just upset and pissed, and now you
exactly.
just basically talking
exactly.
about it.
Exactly.
But it was funny. What he was saying was funny. It was
we
funny.
All know you gotta,
maybe
we know you got to drive to the gym myself.
Well, maybe he wasn't trying to be funny. Maybe he was trying to really hurt that person's feelings.
Well,
yeah,
and that ain't what I—that ain't what I paid my money to see. I paid my money to see you be a comedian.
Okay, so he was a comedian for say the show was 90 minutes. He was a comedian for 85 of those minutes. So
right, so you still got your money's worth.
Yeah, and then on top of that, 9 times out of 10, just because they show aired what he said for those 7 minutes doesn't mean that you didn't get your money's worth. They just put
and at
and
the same time, at that point, how do you know we did? I mean, it can go either way now.
Yeah, that's
I mean, maybe that man pulled him so far out of character that he just the show just wasn't funny to me no more.
Right.
Well,
well,
I tell you this.
I would
it
tell
got
you to
so
get an
bad.
Extra drink. Get an extra
it
drink.
Got so bad that
take
the dude,
a shot.
They actually had to call security for this dude because they actually thought he was going to rush the stage. I mean, you ever heard of a gang called MS-13? He looked
yeah.
up like one of them MS-13 motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it got serious. It got serious and it got personal. I mean, Cat Williams, I think he was trying to joke, but shit. That Mexican dude was finna rush the stage on his ass, man. The video is up on the video is up at sincityradio.game.com if anybody want to go check out the video. We got the audio, but if you want to see the actual video, it's on the website. And it got very serious, and it got very personal. You know, I think it was personal to Cat Williams, but he made it funny. To me, he made it funny. You know what I mean?
Okay, y'all know Paul Mooney, don't you?
Right.
Now
he
says
some stuff he say don't be funny.
It don't be funny.
Yeah, he never been funny to me.
But he be like, I mean, a lot of people love him. A lot of people love him, and he says a lot of crazy stuff. Like I just watched him talk about Oprah. when she was in the
color
purple. He's a racist. That was like.
He's a racist. That dude is straight up racist.
Paul Mooney don't pull no punches.
They're basically just telling the truth.
He just say what he want to say. That's all. He just.
I mean, that, but you know what? The things that blow me away though is okay. It's okay for people of our color to get on and talk about our color and talk about everybody else's color, but when I understand to a certain extent, but. It shouldn't be blown that much out of proportion when a white comedian makes.
And you know what? You know what, brother? I agree with you. I truly do. Let me mark this down. It's one of the few times that me and her actually agree. But I agree with you because a lot of times it's like you hear black people. They go hard. Like y'all said, they go hard on everybody.
Right.
But a white comedian. He can go hard on everybody but black people.
Right.
He cannot say nothing about a black people.
Remember that guy,
I mean,
Seinfeld? Was it Seinfeld or whatever? When he got on there, he was a comedian.
No, that was Stephen Richards.
Well,
he
was on Seinfeld.
Nigga
he was
word.
On Seinfeld, and he used the nigga word. Okay. That
right.
was like blown all
but
out of proportion.
We've been calling them hunkies and
crackers,
rednecks, and everything
you know,
else. So,
all
hey,
of them,
all
right. right. So,
he said nigga.
And we call each other niggas every day, so.
But it was a malicious act when he did it.
I don't know exactly what happened. I just know that they
no, I'm
out.
Saying that's the first thing that comes out. That was a malicious act. Well, hell, it's a malicious act when we say it.
Right.
When we call them hunkies, peckerwoods,
right.
Rednecks. We
yeah,
ain't
but we don't do
that
on
love.
Stage anymore. They don't say it on stage anymore. They say white people now.
No, they don't.
Well,
Cat Williams, I heard him in the last one I seen was talking about crackers, honkies. I heard him in the last one I watched of his, you know. So, yeah, I believe that all of the popular black comedians try to make it seem like they're not racist, but they still make racist comments. And it could be all for the fun and laughter, like Dave Chappelle talk about white folks all the time. And he's loved by white folks.
Well, I think Cat Williams got a bad break on this one. I don't think none he said was racist. He was only talking to one particular person in the audience. So if anybody got offended, like he said at the end of the thing, I mean, like he said on the CNN interview, if I offended you, don't come to my damn show.
Well, hell, I wasn't there, so it don't matter.
Yeah, that's
what he said when he was on CNN. He was like, if I offended anybody, don't come to my show. Y'all know I'm going to say some crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying?
And then
Hold on, Simon. See, this is what you keep saying that. Me personally, I'm not saying that he offended me, that I'll be offended. I'm just saying it wasn't funny.
It was a waste of time.
Right, that's wrong.
That's
a waste of time.
If it was, okay, it wasn't funny to you, but it was funny to me. It may be funny to the next person. It may not be funny to that person. To the people that it was funny to, it wasn't a 7-minute rant, as you put it. To the people that didn't find it amusing, it was a seven-minute rant, as you say. You know what I'm saying? I just happened to be one of the people that thought it was funny.
So like, just like
I don't
if
think
he
was a
was
rant.
To get on there and be talking, jiving, and whatever, doing all of that, and then in the last 5 minutes he do a Cedric the Entertainer type shit, like where he get up there and do a Glee thing where he's singing for 5 minutes or dancing for 5 minutes. That ain't what you came for. You came to hear him talk about people. Will you think that's the same thing or is a waste of time? Or would you think that's like a, you know, how would you take that if he didn't take the whole 90 minutes to jive on somebody? Because he did what he said he was going to do. It ain't like he came out with a ballet dance or something awkward, you know.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Play it, dog. I mean, play it, and we'll judge it from there.
All right, y'all. Hey, this is the Cat Williams.
That's why I always ask all my Mexican friends, what do you think of this idea? Since y'all like it over here a lot.
Don't you do that, please? Please, I'm wrong. take it to me. You know where you at, nigga. USA! 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 I don't give a fuck. No, nigga, this is my hood, nigga.
You want to go to the parking lot so you can bring out that rusty ass knife. His Tia gave him when he was 13. This nigga got a 22, he got it in his kitchen, the era.
It wasn't that bad.
You think he stepped over the line?
No, it wasn't. Did you hear the part where you said from my Mexican homies?
Yeah.
So he was talking about that person that was complaining, and it wasn't that bad. It was actually kind of funny.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
What about you, Janine? What you think, he went too far? You think it was funny or not funny?
I wasn't the one to pay my money to see it.
You wouldn't have paid your money to see that?
No.
I mean, you don't know what the rest
that
of the next the next 85
talking.
Minutes was like, though.
That was him talking to somebody specifically. And I don't know. I just...
And every show.
That was just like, that's just like me looking at somebody getting into it on the street. Like, they got into it on the street, and they talking about each other.
I mean, when you
like
go
they
to
get ready
any
to
show,
fight.
Like, what's that? Okay, I know it's a movie, Nutty Professor. I know it's a movie. But when they went to that comedian show, he went through this thing and jabbed on certain people in the audience. Just like in other comedian shows, they'll look out at the audience and talk about certain people in there.
Right.
So somebody is going to get jabbed on when you go
that
to a
show. That was not jabbing.
Right. That was something you just took too
jabbing.
Personal.
Yeah, he took that personal. That was not jabbing.
Okay, he might have taken it personal, but he made jokes. What's up, y'all? Not too much, had to click in for a little bit. I can't stay on, but I didn't want to miss everything. Well, I mean, you watch the news? Not at the moment, because my TV, I just moved, there ain't nothing hooked up yet.
Oh, okay. Well, what it was that Cat Williams did a show, and he, I guess CNN was trying to say that he was racist about it because he had started jiving on the Mexicans. And I personally feel like it wasn't racist. I don't feel it was racist. I feel like it just wasn't funny. And if you're going to sit there and do something for 7 minutes, at least be funny about it.
I don't think nobody thinks it was racist, right?
No, I don't think none of us believe it's racist. My whole thing is that it just wasn't funny.
Was this the show that came out in 2011? Because my mom was just telling me about that.
Yeah, the show came out a while ago, but you know how CNN is. They just not getting a hold to it.
Okay. Well,
so
I really can't comment on it, but... You know, most comedians, you know, got something racial to say. It's not necessarily in a racist way. But, you know what I mean? If it ain't thank you white people for coming out, then it's, you know, my essays know how to party or, I can't really comment. But if it was anything
right.
like that, then how is that racist?
Yeah, what it
That's
was that a heckler, a Mexican guy, he was Latino, he heckled him. So he went in on him. He went in on him.
Too much coronas. He had too many coronas in his system.
Maybe. But
and he took it.
Me personally, like I said, I just felt like, I mean, most comedians, and the way I feel, is that okay if a heckler come, you give him a joke or two and you move on. A 7 minute tirade, I just think it's just too much.
I got to see the show so I can know how to comment, so I can bring it up later.
Check it out. It's on the site, dancitydanding.com. The whole video's on the site.
All right, that's what's up. Soon as I'm back up and running, I will be tuning in.
I thought it was funny.
Sure
will. I thought
How's everybody
the shit
doing?
He was saying was funny as hell.
I'm doing
fucking
good.
Dude up. And the crowd was laughing, too. I know y'all heard the crowd laughing.
Is that
the crowd was cracking up.
I got a kind of a cold. I would like a massage.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think everybody's going through about it. My little boy is suffering from something, and I got a little itch in my throat. Nothing too bad.
Hey, I'm sick as a dog. I'm sick as a dog. I'm still drinking old granddad.
Oh, Pocas. Father Time, you all right?
Shit, I feel good.
That's
all I need
up.
Is a beer. I'm good.
That's what, yeah, St. Ives, no less.
Hey, you know this. That's all
I told
I
you,
in
man,
my
when
life.
You come to Indy, I promise you I got you. If I got to go find you at St. Ives, I'm going to find you one.
Shit, that's what's up. Give me some tickets to the next Cat Williams show. We good.
Oh wow!
All right, I can promise you the beer.
That's about
the
it.
The tickets you might have to have when you get here.
Yeah.
See, they don't fuck around to be free.
Hey, like you said, man, don't like what I say. Don't come to my damn show.
And I really don't think that's gonna stop him. His followers, I really don't. That's not.
Think about D.L. Hughley, y'all. Think about D.L. Hughley. Every rip, every show D.L. has ever done, he picks people out of the crowd.
Right.
With. You know.
Right, but he don't spend no 20
hair.
Minutes on that one person.
Honestly, I feel like he spends too much time on some people. Like, you know, half the stuff he say, I don't think D.L. Hughley is that funny. I think Cat Williams is more funnier than D.L. Hughley.
Who's funny?
Okay, I'll tell you what, check this out. The funniest dude that could pick anybody out of the crowd and talk about and make it funny, that's got to be Joe Torre. I don't know if y'all ever seen a Joe Torre show. No, Joe Torre can pick a motherfucker out and rip their ass up out the clear
blue
sky.
Yeah, Joe Torre, he'll roast on somebody. I mean, hurt a nigga's feelings.
Oh, yeah, he get it. When he go in on you, he go in.
He ain't did no stand-up since Def Comedy Jam.
Yeah, I'm about to say, Joe Torre, that's been a long time.
Right.
Well, his brother did one a couple years ago.
His brother made
Guy
Torre? Did he do?
Who, Guy? Oh,
man, you should have saw this show, man.
Guy Torre.
He told a motherfucker in the audience, he said, your feet, he told a girl in the audience, a lady, that your feet so white look like you've been kicking flowers. I mean, so
he said that at Def Comedy Jam.
Well, I ain't see his ass on Def Comedy Jam. I thought that shit was funny as hell.
Well, you know, you just got up to 92. Right. No, you lived in 86 for 25 years.
I'm still living there.
I thought what he said was funny.
Hey, everybody that was listening, y'all got to know that the crowd was cracking up. Y'all had to hear the crowd cracking up.
I mean, I heard the crowd. I laughed a little bit, and like I said, I thought some parts were funny. And if you were intoxicated, high, or whatever it is, I don't think that would have bothered you. That 7-minute tirade, really, Cass?
You know what?
I don't think that you would
even
pay that attention.
It started off funny, but I just think it lasted too long. That's all. It's just like, all right, man.
And I'm telling you, and this is what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying if most people that go, they already popped. You know what I'm saying? They already popped or getting popped while they're there. So that 7 minutes was not even really noticed.
Did the person who was getting talked about, did he jive back, or did he, you know, did he have stuff to say back to Cat?
Of course,
we
didn't
have a mic.
I'm going to tell you exactly what he said.
If that started everything off. Hold on, listen. This is exactly what he said that set Cat Williams off. He said, fuck America. That's what he said. On the CNN interview, Cat Williams said, when he said F America, that set me off.
Well,
and
hell, he needs to say fuck America as many times they took his ass to jail.
He don't need to say fuck America because he did stupid shit. If you do stupid shit and you get caught for it, then that's just your fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you go somewhere and shoot someplace up, or you go somewhere and you know you got a dirty strap on you and you get caught, you can't be mad at the person.
And then, you know what? He might have been saying that cut him off. he could have been trying to make that a part to help him gain status. Oh, I'm defending America now. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, I got to watch it. I got to see it so I can really, you know what I mean, tune in. But I just say, shoot, regardless, if you go to a comedy show and you start fucking with the comedian or you say anything that the comedian can hear, you might as well expect that there's going to be something that comes your way.
And I'm not disputing that. All I just said is it wasn't funny. I didn't say he was racist. I didn't say he was wrong. I just said it wasn't funny.
Is that what the media is saying, that it was racial?
Yeah, they saying it was racist. I'm not saying it was racist. I'm just saying it wasn't funny.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the dude on CNN that interviewed him was the black dude named TJ something, whatever his name is. And when he was interviewing Cat Williams, he made the statement saying that, well, a lot of Mexicans thought that what you said was racist. How do you feel about that? Cat Williams' response was, well, I'm pretty sure that all these motherfuckers saw my show before, so they should have known what they expect. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk about people. If you don't like it, don't come to my show.
Well, how can you come to America? How can you come to a country and then say, fuck this country, and not expect to be roasted on or whatever the situation? I mean,
and just like
if you say, fuck this country, then carry your ass back to where the fuck you came from.
But you live here.
And
if
then
like
he also he also made statements about how they used to tell African Americans to go back to Africa. They said
well,
that to us.
True.
And they didn't make no big deal about it. They didn't make no big deal about it. So,
you know, black people, we the most hated race in the country, in the world, anyway.
I don't think so. White people are.
Well, maybe not anymore.
White people got their hands down.
What?
White people, that's the most hated race in the world.
What?
These white folks.
No,
I'm sorry, it is.
Caucasians?
No, it's not.
Oh, my God.
Think about it. Them countries in the Middle East, they ain't messing with black folks.
Can't find something else to talk about, because I think I'm going to get a headache.
Oh, no. You do not need to talk about no race.
Please.
Well, I'm just trying to correct the young lady.
You can't, because you're wrong about what you just said.
I don't give a fuck what you are. You Indian, Asian, African, American, black, white, purple, green. I don't give a fuck. If you don't, I'm with Kat on one thing. If you don't fuck with me, I won't fuck with you. I don't give a fuck what your race is, what your creed, what your color, what your religion, what you believe in, what you eat, how you smell. I don't give a fuck about none of that as long as you leave me alone.
Mm-hmm. But I can't agree with nobody who says that white folks is the most hated race.
I can't agree with that either. I completely disagree
with that. I will not agree with that at all. So, anyway, today is kind of cold outside today, so... What's the weather going to be like tomorrow?
It's supposed to be nice here anyway.
Well, I'm not there.
No idea.
And she then the clock can maybe go back?
I'm tired. You know what I was thinking about, though? And this
it's all fucking weather to me.
You know what I was thinking about, though? Why is it, and I'm not trying to go political, I'm really not, but why is it that we have to live if we're democratic? Why are different states, like this is a Republican state, Indiana is, Illinois is a democratic, why do we have to live like that? Why do we have
to
live?
They mostly base it on how many Republicans reside in that state. And that tells you if it's a Republican state or a Democratic state. You know, if there's more Democrats living in that state, then that's a Democratic state.
You know what, Butter? Did you mention that? I mean, it might be kind of like off the topic, but kind of similar. I was just talking about that today. Like, Indiana has some of the craziest laws ever. Like, we don't have a common marriage law here. We don't have an alimony law here. We don't have a living law here. Mm. No. No, you
shit, can't
get
back in Indiana.
Whatever. Y'all
I'm getting married
in
Indiana. Shit. Motherfuckers get enough with child support and everything else. Alimony? I got to pay you just because me and you were together? God damn.
No, that's not what
I think
alimony
that's bullshit.
Is.
I think that's a
alimony
bullshit-ass
is,
law.
What, alimony?
Yes.
Well,
just because
you're
used to a lifestyle, I got to. If we get divorced and you used to live in a certain lifestyle, I still, even though we ain't married, I still got to pay to make sure you keep that lifestyle.
That's
what
we
love.
That goes the same for the man too. What if the woman? It could go either or.
Exactly.
What if the woman making the money? And she
do
something, you leave.
Hold on, y'all. Now that's different.
Ain't that some shit? I hate that my phone is about to go dead. I hate that my phone is about to go dead. It's going to die, and I'm going to have to put it on a charger. But hopefully it charges
up. I'm just saying, that's different. Cause, I mean, let's be realistic. How many men really get that type of justice? I mean, out of 10 men, how many really get that type of justice? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But now,
I mean, unless you marry the owner of some damn body.
You know what?
Exactly. I got to marry Halle Berry to get some justice like that.
Women are smart enough not to marry a man who is not evenly yoked with her. If
Thanks.
You don't have
Amen.
As much as I have or
Amen.
More, then I'm
Amen.
Not fucking with you.
Amen.
But you
now,
ain't got shit. I'm
myself.
Not saying you. I'm not saying you
no,
per
no, no,
se,
I'm
but
not saying me either.
I'm just saying a lot of these women ain't got shit. They talking about, well, if you ain't got, hold up. If I ain't got nothing,
but
you ain't got nothing. Let's build together.
They're not going to be the judge is not going to allow them to get alimony if they didn't have nothing when they came to the table.
When they came in, exactly.
Shit, I can't tell.
She came in.
That's
alimony. Bullshit.
No, that's not true.
Alimony
that's not true.
Only.
If they get divorced, you have to pay for her lifestyle. If you guys were married. You gotta still pay for her lifestyle. Because
that's
for like 5 years.
There's a loophole. That's what prenup is for.
I mean, but now, hold on now. Let's just say I'm worth a couple hundred thousand. I ain't no millionaire or nothing. But, you know, I got a couple hundred thousand in the bank. You know, nice little booming business going.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta pay this motherfucker... my money, just because she got used to living in a...
You
got
to maintain her lifestyle. You have to maintain her lifestyle.
You
got
to go get you a job.
You
got to maintain her lifestyle. And
pay child support. If you chose to marry a waitress from Denny's who you knew didn't have shit and wasn't about shit and wasn't trying to do shit, then that's your fault.
Oh, come on,
because you're supposed to choose a woman.
Hold on now.
If you decided to marry a woman from Denny's, then you should have made sure that your lawyer, you got that much money in the bank, you better make sure your lawyer can make sure if you do have to pay her alimony, it's just enough for her to get a bus pass.
Ain't that
all right, because I'm going to tell you, if I came up on somebody like that and the motherfucker left me talking about I got
to
pay alimony, I'm going to be kicking it. They're going to pull me out of the courtroom. Hey, they gonna be they pulling me out of the courtroom. I'm yelling.
You're the dog, motherfucker.
This is what you should do, baby. Why don't we just work this out? Why don't we just get back together and go through counseling?
That's why they say it's cheaper to keep her. That's why they say that. That's where that whole song came from.
Ain't it?
Somebody married a bitch. She tried to take him for everything. He said, fuck that. I'm going to just go on here and stay with this raggedy bitch.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck that. I'm pulling a Ray Caruth on their ass.
Not Ray Ray.
I'm pulling a Ray Caruth on their ass. But I'm going to be smarter than him.
But you know what, buddy? You're right. Why don't we just come on back to my place? Matter of fact, I got this little cottage. I didn't rent it out for the weekend. I just go there and, you know, sit down and talk.
My mama done made you a chocolate pie. My mama made you a chocolate pie, your favorite.
Bury her ass right out there in the woods.
Bury her ass right there, that damn witch macaw. And I'm going to tell you, that's going to be the last noise you hear is.
That is wrong.
It's... It doesn't matter what state you live in.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what state you live in the United States. Every single state is geared for the woman, especially if there's kids involved. You ain't got a goddamn chance. I mean, look at motherfuckers like Puffy. This motherfucker got trillions of fucking dollars, and they still got his ass. Still got it. He paying almost $100,000 a month just for this woman to live the way she used to live, the way she's used to living. And he got enough money to get all the best lawyers in the world. And
what
he still got gaffled.
Yeah.
The United States is
what woman
for
you
women.
Talking about?
I thought he
what
married
woman
her.
Is you talking about?
Puffy.
Justin's mom. Not Kim Porter. The other baby mama.
I didn't know he had
that woman $100,000 a month.
Oh, mom.
Dang.
He married somebody?
Yes, he married
Kim Porter. He married Kim Porter. Now, I'm going to tell y'all who his baby mama is.
He married Kim Porter.
Right, that's who he married, Kim Porter. But he had a baby before he got to Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm gonna tell you who his baby mama is. If y'all think back to the videos, it was always this one chick in all Biggie's videos with the blonde hair. She had like straight blonde hair. She in all the early videos. She in all
it's
the early videos.
And then it was blonde at one time, then it was red at another.
I'm not sure if it was ever red, but I know it was always blonde whenever I seen it. She's in Juicy. She's in,
what was her name?
She doesn't even matter what her name is. She gets $100,000
a month. She's in One More Chance. She's in all the videos. Oh, video holder got paid. Oh, video holder got paid.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on, dog. Let me ask you ladies a question. This woman got $100,000 just because she got a baby by this motherfucker. And because of the way he took care of her, she got used to a lifestyle. Now, y'all can't think that that's fair. She ain't produced a song on. She ain't wrote a lyric.
You know
no,
what?
And she gets $100,000 a month.
Oh, man, you
if the shoe was on the other foot, you would be looking at it like this. I got to get my hustle just like she got hers.
Yeah, but that, okay, now. If this motherfucker ain't taking care of that kid, I see you doing what you got to do. But if this motherfucker making sure everything is straight, why are you still trying to? I mean, at some point you got to realize you being greedy. You know, realize you being greedy.
I believe that's true. Like honestly, when it's all said and done, I don't care if me and Puff Daddy, whatever his name is, was together. I would want my child to be in private schools, the best private schools. I wouldn't want my child to have basically everything it needs and wants, and that's all I'm really worried about, and a home for that child to have a roof.
Hold on, Nancy. Hold on.
Unfortunately, though, a lot of women don't do that. They just, you know, they take
I understand. I understand the needs part. But that one shit,
because he's so boozy.
Y'all
I'm not talking about every man. I'm talking about with Puff Daddy. I'm talking about
even with Puff Daddy. Some shit, just because I got the money to buy it don't mean that kid needs to have it.
Amen.
Right. You don't need the new iPhone
true,
just because it came out yesterday.
Just look at it like this. That's just like, okay, a kid sees something like a four-wheeler. Well, he wants that four-wheeler. Well, this kid's 14 years old, 13 or 14 years old. That kid don't have that. No need for that kid to have a four-wheeler.
Right, that's because they want
because
it. They don't need it, they
one.
Want it.
Yeah, because he
okay.
wants one,
and because
I'm
my
obligated
daddy's
to go
rich,
buy it.
I mean, honestly, I feel like because my daddy is rich, I should be able to be spoiled. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but
you know what?
Dream.
I understand that. I understand that. You know what I'm saying? If you got the money, you can provide for your kids. That's cool. But it's a big difference. Come on,
it's
man.
It's a difference when you
it
pay
don't take
her
$1.2 million a year. Hold on, listen. It don't take $1.2 million a year for your child to go to the best private school, bloody stupid. What, you know what I'm saying? It don't take $100,000 a month.
Yeah, that do when you got to send her to the Hamptons every other motherfucking weekend.
Yeah, if you got
to
pay tuition. But look, y'all.
You can't spend $100,000 in a month on a kid for their needs.
We could.
Not for their needs, not their wants. We're talking just their needs. They don't need $100,000 a month for that.
Turn the light off.
Okay, for my daughter just to go to preschool or the preschool daycare, whatever it is, that's $400 a month. That's $400.
But you get $100,000.
$100,000 for a regular school, though. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you not hear me? This is just for a regular preschool. Now, for him, he's going to one of the top schools, one of the top most expensive private schools. Of course, it's going to be more than $400 a month.
Not $100,000 a month. That
You still have to provide a roof over this child's head and clothes on his back and food in his stomach.
Okay, and that costs $100,000. I mean, really?
I mean, you got kids, so you know these motherfuckers is expensive.
And if I can make it on my motherfucker salary, I know you can make it on a motherfucker $100,000.
Goddamn right.
I mean,
God
yes, that's
right.
True for real
I
folks. That's true for people like us. But
right,
people who are living that kind of life, come on now.
That's
yeah,
true.
That's
right.
What's that show on MTV that got that My Sweet 16 show or some shit like that with the kids?
Puffy's son was on there. His oldest son was on there.
You know what?
I'm
going
to
tell you right now, dog. I'm going to tell you right now. If I won a Powerball today, and this is no bullshit, I would give my mama the ticket.
Me too.
I would not sign that ticket. Because I already know
my mama be issuing me that money.
The motherfuckers I got to deal with. Oh, I want this. He got to get. Hey, that ain't my money. That's my mama money. So every time you try to take me to court, that ain't my money. That's my. I can't give you my mama's money.
That's
well, he got a $300,000 car. My mama bought me that car.
And can't even drive.
What if you give your mama that money?
I'll take that chance.
Oh, okay.
I already know what you're
about
to say.
We could argue about this
for
days.
I'm glad you read my mind.
I will take that chance on my mama jacking me out that money than me putting that money in their hands. You damn right. Now, my kids, they're not going to want for shit. They not going to want for shit. But no, I'm not about to sit. Because a motherfucker, if you see that dollar sign, men and women,
if
they
tripping off
for
the money you're working for, imagine what they're going to trip off on some free money you just
exactly.
got.
Exactly. If I fucked around and won $60 million, you think these motherfuckers are going to try to take 50 of it?
I feel sorry for you.
check this out, dog.
I
go like this, man.
I feel sorry for any
paying,
person who win money like this.
Let's say you're paying $400 a month on child support, right? You make $11 an hour. You're paying $400 a month. If you hit the Powerball, imagine how much that's going to go up.
No,
right.
They can't take that because that's free money. That's non-taxable money.
No,
makes more than he originally made when you first went to court, any mother in the United States has the right to go back to court and ask for more money because the father makes more money now. So if you did hit the Powerball, you can still go back to court and you can still pay more because now you have more income, which means you can pay out more.
But that's not income.
I know a guy right now. $20,000. He won $20,000. Lottery. $20,000. They took the $20,000 and gave it to his baby mama for back child support.
Well, that's back child support. If the man was current on his child support, that would not have happened. Neither would she have been able to go to court and say, well, I want more money because he won this money. That is not working money. That's not residual. It's not coming in like that because
right.
he's working for it. That is under the same thing as an inheritance or something of that nature. They can only tax that money once. They can't tax that money more than once.
Right.
And that's not income. She can't do that.
You got to show me
she
something writing on that
one. She
can't
say he won the lottery. I took tax classes, man, and came out at the top. So I know
I'm not a student. I just need to see it for myself so that way I know I ain't got to put it in my mama name.
Don't do it, man.
Yeah, she
can't
do
last
that.
One
she
of can take you back
make,
to court.
Just make sure that
you have
on your child support. That's all.
And if the judge does allow that, then somebody done paid that judge for that judgment because they can't do that. That money is not, that's not income.
That's,
now, if he gets a job,
like
say, if
I
he gets a career where, if he gets a career where he's now making, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, of course,
better,
if I make this money, if I won that money, of course I'm going to try to open some businesses. So now, once
I
start opening them business,
okay,
they're going to look for it.
20 grand
Listen,
really ain't
so
a whole lot
kids.
Of money.
No,
Listen,
I mean,
so
I don't
kids.
Mean that 20 grand. I'm talking about, like, the billions.
Hold on for a second, dog. Liquor store, you got kids?
Three of them.
You got three of them. Okay. You can ask this question if you want. I don't be too personal. Are you receiving child
go
support?
Ahead. I do.
Are you receiving child support?
I do, for one child.
You do? Okay, okay. Now, let's say your baby father is a child ball. You got $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna take him. You're not gonna take him to court to get some of that money to get a
I
child support raise since he got $100 million in the bank.
I will not, and I'm gonna tell you why. I can tell you this from absolute, honest to God experience. I was that person that was getting $400 a month in child support. My daughters, after 1 year of him doing that, well, see, we have issues. That nigga tried to kidnap our child and shit. We got issues and shit, okay? But after 1 year of him doing that and me not having to, you know, force him, ask him, or any of that, after he got locked up, the courts made me take him to child support court. I really, you know, I could have detested it, but fuck it. At this point, you done came to my house and caused drama, you know? So now I'm like, all right, well, shit, you get what you deserve. After that 1 year, he paid that child support, and I never had to question it. It was there every month. He asked me, he said, look, this is hurting me. Can you please get me reduced? I said, sure. We went to court, and I had his shit reduced. Now I get $88 a month from my daughter.
But
so
I'm
me
saying,
personally, no,
million.
I wouldn't.
He
no,
has 100
I wouldn't.
Million. You ain't going to try to go get more.
I feel like
no,
this. If he
I
got 100
him
million
down and
that
I
he
say,
ain't doing for his baby, then I don't need it no way. God is going to take
exactly.
care of that.
Exactly. My oldest is 14 years old. I have never collected a dime from his father. I tried. They couldn't find him. I said, fuck it. I never really wanted it anyway. If I got to make you support your child, fuck you. Because
thank
I
you.
Guarantee
high five,
you,
high
he's
five.
Going to make something of himself. Because I'm his
but
mother, and I'm going
to
see you.
You got $100 million in the bank. You have access
I don't
to
give
get
a fuck.
Some of that
fuck
$100
your
million
money.
You ain't going to go for it.
Fuck your money. Fuck your money. Your money ain't shit but money.
You know, you,
I don't give
you
a
know
fuck
you
about
gotta
stuff.
See it out here.
It's
you know you got to see it out here.
You
what
know
kind
you
of man are
see
you?
It out here.
What kind of man are you? I shouldn't have to force you to do shit.
Well,
but
listen to this, though.
And I guarantee you,
if,
I'm going to be this child's mother regardless.
Hold on, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, both of y'all saying, fuck him, I ain't going for the money, right? But at the same time,
it ain't about the money.
Both of y'all are saying, at the same time, both of y'all are saying, he ain't shit because he ain't doing for his kid, right? But now, if you got the opportunity to make this motherfucker do, why wouldn't you take it?
I shouldn't have to make you want to take care of your seed.
You know what your responsibilities are. Okay?
That was my mistake that
I
even laid down with a motherfucker that wasn't going to do for his. I made that mistake.
No disrespect whatsoever.
What I'm about to say is, I don't want y'all to take it personally, okay? But that's bullshit. Because any other woman in the world has an opportunity to latch on to $100 million is not going to turn that shit down.
But
I don't
you
give
know
a fuck
what
your circumstances
what are.
What
are her motives? What are her motives? See,
it don't
that's
matter.
How
she
you
has
know.
She has opportunity. She got motive. Motive is the baby. Opportunity is he got the money in the bank. She's going to take it. Ain't no
I mean,
woman going to turn down excess to $100 million. I don't care who you is. You're not going to turn that down.
I you on that. But guess what? I might get that $100 million and then somebody robbed me. Or I might get it and.
It don't matter. You're still going to go for it, though. Even if you don't get
sure
your hand, you may go to court and not get a dime. But you're
going
to go for the money.
I'm going to tell you why, Father.
You're not going to turn that money down. Come on,
more money, more problems. I'm going to tell you like this. I believe in Jesus Christ. Fuck that money.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? If he comes on 100 grand and he's not offering I don't want all of your money. If you're not offering anything in support for your child, then fuck you, because my Lord sees everything. He knows all. So he's going to say, okay, well, you know what? This man ain't providing for his child the way he should. So I'm going to be blessed. And I believe that with all of my heart.
Thank you.
And that's the
well,
end.
Well, I want to have a baby with both of y'all and hit the lottery, because y'all going to come after me.
And that'll be your
no,
problem.
Really. Shit, I got my tooth shot.
That'll
ain't
be
no
your problem. In the end.
I'm just saying.
That'll be your problem in the
money,
end when,
y'all the women I
when
need
you
my
have
a,
your seed become successful and don't want to have shit to do with you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because I'm going to be a mother regardless.
Oh, Lord.
Moon,
stars, quasars. You motherfuckers sound like Elroy Jessen.
Ain't no woman turning down access to $100 million, man.
You just heard.
Ain't no woman you deal with.
Turn down $1 million.
You're right. No woman I know gonna turn that down.
You just
they gonna be in court
women.
Like a motherfucker with the best lawyers money could buy.
Whatever.
But if she ain't got it, how she gonna do that? She trying to get your money. How she gonna get the best lawyers?
I mean, come on. If you been working every day,
because that motherfucker lawyer gonna see that dollar sign and he gonna be like, oh yeah, I'll take your case. Oh, I'll take your case right now.
Well, I feel like this. When I die, I can't take none of that shit with me. All I can do is hope that I raise my kids well enough for them to take care of their business the way I took care of mine. I mean, and that's just me personally. I can't speak for everybody.
You raise a whole lot better.
I'm
half-fabbing
you right now. Okay, I'm half-fabbing you right now because I believe the same thing. I shouldn't have to beg you to take care of your responsibilities. I shouldn't.
I mean, you should. If you come up on that money, then you should be offering something. I shouldn't have to ask you for a damn thing.
Right.
You should be saying, "Hey, I came up on a little something, something, and I want to. You know what I'm saying? I want to throw you a couple hundred grand. Take care of the baby. Go take a vacation. Do whatever you
all
want to
ain't
do
like
or
that.
Need to.
All men aren't
no,
like
all
that.
Men
come
are
on,
not.
Now. Y'all know that. Y'all know all men ain't
and
like
that's,
that. Some
that's
of them
why
you gotta go out.
Just lay down with any old. Boom.
Exactly, and I'm high-fiving
but you know you got to go after them. Some men, y'all know y'all got to go after this motherfucker to make him do right. You already know that.
Oh, man, my baby has
a
nightmare. I got to hang up.
Million, he ain't done shit for the kid since the kid was born, and he got $100 million, and y'all just going to let him walk away with that $100 million.
Fuck that nigga. He is money. I tell you what, the money is the root of all evil. He's going to take that money, and he's going to feel like he's on top of the world. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? So somebody else could know you made that money, and boop, bop, bam, now you're not here anymore. Nobody gets the money. You know, so money,
yeah,
I can't take
dies,
it with me when
gets
I'm gone.
The money. If he dies, your kid gets the money.
I don't know about that. I mean, I would assume
if
that
don't
yes,
go to court,
that's
gonna
okay,
so
then my kid, then my shorty is taken care of one way or the other. Like I said, I believe in Jesus Christ, so I'm not finna force this nigga to do a damn thing. I'm going to get mine regardless because my faith does not lie in money. I'm going to raise my kids because that's what I have to do whether I got $2 or $20 million.
Well, let me tell you something. If my daughter's mother came into $100 million, you best believe we going to court every motherfucking day. I won't serve. Fuck that. $100 million?
I got a 25... I got a 25-cent raise, and I was in court.
You know what I'm saying? And it's $100 million, and y'all just going to walk away from it? Okay, Janine, you ain't said a word. You walking away from that money, Janine?
More than likely, they're going to take care of the child anyway if they have that type of money. So I have no need to go after their money. And if I was really about money, I would just get back with them if that's the case, and then it would be half mine anyway.
Oh, hell no.
Listen, I'm with you, girl. I mean, there's ways around it if you really want to think about it. I mean,
you know, they want you back anyway, so shit.
Man, no. Everybody don't want their baby mama's back.
Well,
that's
everybody
the
all
want
their baby back. Well, they
you
all
said, well,
that, so.
You said everybody want to hit that.
Yeah,
well,
she said
all right.
I
want
her back.
I'm not giving up half my shit.
I'm
not getting back with your ass. Take me to
court.
Once
I left
that
nigga, I never
turned
around.
If I got $100 million and then my baby mama talking about let's get back together, fuck you.
Well, you already know what that's about. Well, shit, now all of a sudden I can overlook all the fucked up shit we broke up for. You already know what that's about. You be
especially
a fool to
when
take
I come
her
up with that
anyway.
Brand new motherfucking that new Lexus up in the driveway. Bye,
no,
bye.
Bentley, bro. Bentley.
I might say, can you help me
finish paying my car off? You know what I'm saying? All I got is whatever. Why not?
Hell no.
This is how your child gets around. This is how I take
no,
your
my
child
gonna have
here,
old
here,
car.
Here, there, and whatever. I'm not
my
asking you
have
to
old car. Now, if my daughter chooses to let you drive her car, then that's on her. Then I'm going to take that motherfucker back.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to let your mama drive?
Exactly.
You want to let your mama drive?
Turn that fan off. When I gave my daughter her car, this was the rules. Can't nobody else drive it. If I see anybody else driving it or hear about anybody else driving it, I'm taking that motherfucker back. Because it's still in my name. You know what I'm saying?
I wish my mama would drive that damn car. We could go back and forth about this all night.
You done called that car a piece of shit for the last five years, but then you talk about let me see the keys.
How do you give somebody
man, don't get me started today.
What's the point? You know, if you give someone a gift, then how do you have the right to make conditions on that gift?
Well, if it's my child, you
might as well keep it. I don't want it. I don't want your conditional gift. If you're going to give me something, give it to me unconditionally.
Well, if you're my child, you're going to get a conditional gift.
Yeah, right.
Well, I guess
that's
I understand
it. I'm still paying the insurance. I pay the insurance every month. I guess I can understand that motherfucker.
You know you don't pay no damn insurance. You don't pay no damn insurance.
No, that's not true. That's not true. She's only 18, so I got to have insurance on her. I got to have insurance on her because she drives me goddamn fast.
You got your
like
dog.
Like an 18-year-old?
No, I'm sure, though. I pay the insurance on that car, straight up. Straight up, that's
baby.
Real. And I have the right to pick.
If you get an accident, you better run like hell. You better run like hell, and I'm going to report it stolen.
No, I pay the insurance, man. Because, I mean, if I pay the insurance, I'm giving you gas all the goddamn time. I should be able to pick who can drive that car. It's only fair. The car is still in my name. What's wrong with that?
I ain't mad at you, bro.
No, I'm saying she's saying that you can't put conditions on her, but how come I can't?
I missed the question. My daughter is trying to get attention.
You said that I can't put conditions on a gift. And I'm saying if I'm still paying for the gift, how come I can't?
Well, she said it's different if it was your kid.
I guess I can understand if that's your child.
I misunderstood you.
Hold on, let me find it because I misunderstood you.
So let me apologize.
I apologize for my outburst.
Apology accepted.
That's what's up.
But check this out, y'all. Hey, the site jumping now. You know, we get motherfuckers on there now.
That's what's up.
Growing.
I noticed that myself.
It's growing.
That's good shit.
Oh, you horny ladies, it's a few dick pictures on that motherfucker now.
A few what?
A few dick pictures on there.
It's a few dick pics.
Really?
Motherfucker, walk around this motherfucker wag. You know what I'm saying?
I'm interested in one of them.
And y'all, I gotta go as far as even say this. I was talking to my sister, right? And she like, I'm going to get on your website. And I'm like, I don't know if you want to. You know, she like, I'm going to get on there. I'm like, all right, get on there at your own risk. Well, she called me, what the fuck? I said, what you talking about? As soon as I get on there, I see a big dick all up in my face.
And that same thing, when I first got on, all I saw was a big cunt all in my face. I was like, damn, somebody put their pussy all on the internet like that.
I said, so what you do? She said, hell, I signed up. Go check your page. I didn't got you. It's my first friend. I said, no, Stop lying. You requested him as your friend first. She's talking about, yeah, I ain't going to lie, I did.
Yeah, the site is jumping, so, I mean, y'all.
But now,
I'm wanting to tell the truth. I can tell you, I'm on the site often, and there's one on there that I'm interested in. I ain't going to say no names, but, yeah, there's one.
Okay, well, I'm
hit them up.
There you go. Send him a message. The motherfucker might he might FedEx his shit to you.
Maybe no, never know.
And
you
I kind of seen what you were saying about that. There was a lot of women on there. So now we done reached out to the fellas. We got fellas up jumping on the site. Every day it's a new guy on the site, so. All right. We're trying to cater to all.
Right. So we need the women to get on the site because the fellas be on that motherfucker all the time.
All y'all need now is for them to tune in to the show.
Right.
That's what's up. Right. Y'all got to go to the
need.
Site. Check it out. This is jumping.
Well, I'll be on there. They be requesting my friendship, so.
Who's that, Denise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, hell, with a profile picture like yours, who not? Yeah.
That is a beautiful profile picture.
And you don't hear me disputing it. You don't hear me disputing at all.
It was elegantly taken.
Hell, I believe more people should be like you.
I heard that.
God damn it. Go ahead, girl. Go on, take that picture. Go acting like that.
That's what's up.
Oh,
well, if y'all haven't read a blog, it's a blog on there about Love Child called Reflections of Me. You should read that.
Oh, yeah, trust me, I read them all.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles.
What? No.
That's how I start off, dog. On a warm summer night, I sit alone in my room staring at the full, bright moon.
Better like the ghetto boys.
I know, man. My mind is playing tricks on me.
Oh,
Love Child posted that one.
Yeah, that was a nice one.
Well, like I said, man, I mean, we all, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it in, man. We get the blogs in. Let's get it. Hey, I want it on the job, and I want that motherfucker. Hey, I want motherfuckers to be like, fuck Facebook. I'm going to Sin City. They got a job on there.
I heard that. I wish y'all the most success, too. I like the site. I like the show. You know what I mean? I like what y'all doing. I ain't never heard or, you know, had access to nothing like y'all show or y'all site.
Right, and that's what's up, man. We try to get everybody that outlet, you know. Like on the show for that hour and a half, Elsto, you could just be Elsto. We know when you hang up, you're gonna be a mom or a girlfriend or a wife or whatever you are. You know, but for this hour and a half, shit, you look as though. Shit, look as though talking shit.
That's right. And learn to hate me, as everybody else do.
I'm going to learn to hate you. Now, you know what? You cool in my book. You all right in my book.
Hey, I'm the most hated man on Sin City. I don't even know what I'd be doing. I'd just be speaking my mind. People just hate me.
That's why people hate anybody for speaking their mind. You know, people always hate you if you don't feel how they feel or agree with what they agree with. You know, that's how haters are born. Fuck them.
I know, when you just be trying to tell the truth.
You know what I'm saying?
the truth, how you see it. You know what I mean? How you see
right,
it.
Right, my truth.
Right, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Everybody don't see the truth the way that you see it.
Exactly.
It's still my truth.
Do you always be you and don't change for nobody.
Exactly. That's why we have our own individual minds to be able to make it up.
I understand that, but okay, y'all keep saying that, but I mean, if you're not willing to change at all for nothing, then I mean, you can't expect everybody to change for you.
That's the truth.
Now, you see what I'm saying? Look at
everybody
yourself.
Has to be able to bend a little bit at some point, especially
exactly.
when you're talking about
that's
relationships
true.
With other people.
Yep, somebody has
Bullshit.
To change. So if one person, you want one person to change, how can and the other person don't? Then why should the person change?
Right.
Exactly.
Hey,
Janine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. But at least you know it's all love.
Hey.
All the time.
They love to hate me. I'm love to be hated. They love to hate me. But it's all
oh, yeah.
Good.
You know this story.
I try to have fun on the show. Because that's what, you know, the show is all about having fun. You know what I mean? And I ain't
oh,
even
yeah.
drinking tonight.
Yeah.
I wasn't even
I just try to have
state.
Fun.
I'm
you know, sometimes, I'm not even going to lie to y'all, sometimes I try to push your buttons on purpose just to get some shit started.
No.
I used to do that with the Rev all the time. And it always worked. Because she'd come right back.
To the point that she quit calling.
Hey. Now, me and Rev got a good relationship. I ain't the reason she quit calling. She's just probably just busy.
Mm-hmm. That's the story we're going to keep to.
That's my story. I'm sticking with it.
I'm sticking to it.
Goddamn
well,
right.
Like I said, man, we got the show jumping. We got the site jumping. SinCityRadio.name.com. We got the ladies on there. For the ladies, we got the fellas. I mean, dude, we got some... And if y'all ever went through, we got some people from all over. You know what I'm saying? We got people from New York, in Atlanta. We got some people from all over this motherfucker.
Colorado.
No.
Yeah. I mean, they got
it's
some hell of a name, too. Miss Pretty
it's
Pussy. Oh, well, that's the newest member that just joined, Miss Pretty Pussy. Mr. Oh, hey, I put a game up here, man. I put a game on here. Everybody need to play this game.
What's the game?
It's the...
I can't wait till my computer is back up. I am, like, dying.
See how much your bill is. Now, you got to go through the questions, and you got to be honest, and you got to answer the questions honestly. And see how what your bill is. Me personally, mine is at $9,100. I'm a wild motherfucker.
Oh, I did not know. I saw that, and I was like, "What? What is this all about?" All right, okay.
Yeah, you gotta add all your points up for everything that you've done. You know what I'm saying? So, I came out to $9,100. I'm like, God damn, $9,100. I'm a wild motherfucker.
Points you've done for what?
Uh huh.
You said points for what?
What you've done, like, sexually. What you've done sexually.
And what's the highest points you can get?
You know what? I don't even think they got enough categories on it. But you can say anyway. I don't think it's a category. I don't think they got enough categories for you, Janine. But you can still play. You can still play. But, no, you know what? Today, I tell you what, you look at the game and you can modify. You modified and put some more categories on there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the site members have an option to do that?
I mean, if you want to, go right ahead. By all means, shit, I have no problem with that. Make the game more interesting.
I am dying, man. I don't have no computer access. And then I done moved into this house and my reception is weak, so I can't even hardly get on my phone. Like, all I can do, like, I can get on, but it moves so damn slow that I'd be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? By the time I finally can get on, my phone be done timed out. I'm like, shit, I lost my track of thought on that. I'm doing something else now. So I'll be up.
You beat me, man.
A couple of days.
You beat me,
what?
I'm on that, dude, man.
I'm on the
I'm about to get on that.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, y'all. You got the 51?
I got the 51, dude. 51, I ain't never ate no ass, so I can't count that one.
You said 51.
That's 3,000. That's where you got all your points from.
Maybe, but nevertheless, hey, I'm at 9,100.
I'm dying.
I ain't ashamed to say it, motherfucker. I'm at 9,100.
Yes.
Right now, I'm in the lead. Well, until Janine play, I know I'm in the lead.
And I'm about to play.
Well, Indigo says she at 3,000.
Yeah, I think she says she's 3,100, something like that.
That's it?
Hers is 3,000 even.
I know I'm going to be by you somewhere. By who? By cash?
I don't know, Janine. From some of the old shows, I think you should be able to get every last one of these motherfuckers.
Right, that's what I'm saying. God damn, ain't a motherfucker on here that she ain't. She gonna hit the high score. That's why I said I already know she gonna have to put some more. You just gonna have to put some more motherfucking questions on here.
Yeah, I think you got every last one of these. From the shit you said on the show, I don't see one.
Dang, you remember all the stuff? Dang.
I remember everything.
You better.
Yeah,
the only one I got a question for is that you ever had sex with? Yeah, I'm pretty sure you done that.
Yep, she did remember. Yeah, I remember that conversation.
You remember that one?
Okay, all right. Well, I can't even
I remember the conversation.
You ain't even.
Yeah, you probably had all these there. You got all of them.
That was her Texas trip. I remember when she talked about that.
Oh,
well, Gene, I'll go ahead and add your shit up for you now.
How you going to add
right.
my shit up for me?
21, 26, 29, 33, 6, what you said yours was, man?
I was at 91.
You better go.
Cash, you a little shrink. You a little shrink.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I know. I listened to some of your chronicles, nigga.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. How you like those?
I did. I liked them on the site.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Sitting there purring and shit like I am. Shit, I like to meet this nigga.
Hey, hello.
Well, I have to play the jealous motherfucker and be like, damn, he ain't like my shit.
Here we go.
I didn't
you ain't even listening to my shit, huh?
Don't
That's
do
cool.
that. Don't do that, Father. I haven't done it
I'm just
yet.
Playing.
Okay, I'm saying.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
It's a joke.
I haven't listened. Okay, well, now that you mentioned it, I promise as soon as my shit is up, you'll know that I was on there and I listened. But the shit got to be freaking it.
It was a joke, people. That's all. Hey, Janine, you remember how he was when he was talking about, so y'all ain't like McConnell? Y'all ain't like
McConnell? I know. That's why he for real.
That motherfucker didn't talk
about
the show. That motherfucker
to
didn't
want
to talk on the show
now.
No more.
Yeah, I work hard on that motherfucker, man. It's C for effort.
I think I listened to D's and I listened to two of Kaz's. I haven't, but see, I'm not on like I want to be at this point, so I should be back up by Friday, I hope. And I promise I'm on there.
You know what? I think because of that, I think you didn't inspire me to do a new chronicle.
Oh, shit.
Be looking for one in a real near future. Huh?
I ain't gonna forget you was gonna try to prank me last week. You gonna get pranked yourself one of these days. Watch out.
No, see that wasn't even me. That was all the time that did that.
It was. Well, somebody was trying to prank me when I had a call coming in.
Right. That wasn't even me. That was all the time. Now I was going along with it. I was mad that they said hello. That I said so.
Yeah, they started laughing, man. I was gonna go all out with that mug. Everybody started laughing.
Right, I was gonna bag you up like this, both of us.
Oh,
Okay, all right. See, now you done let the cat out the bag because I wasn't sure which one of y'all it was.
No, I'm saying I already knew where he was going with it, so I was just going to follow suit.
But that's why y'all team. I guess that's what y'all supposed to do. Shit.
Right.
What was that, Janine?
Well, I'm talking to the baby. I'm trying to find
the game.
About.
You got to go to photos.
Just go to
photos.
And it says bills.
Photos.
Oh,
who did you pull?
I'm
there to
sick.
Omega Red, I'm going to have to look at his shit after I finish with this.
Oh, she done seen the dick. She like, oh, damn, huh?
Sidetracked.
She forgot what she was on the fight for, man.
Right, she got all together.
She said, Omega Red, I got to go look at his shit.
I need a calculator
for this thing. Okay, let's see.
Just tell us
which one you ain't done.
And none of the above. I'll say she's
going to
have to put some more extra shit on there.
Yeah, sex while the child was in the bed sleeping. Who haven't did that? You ain't had no choice when there was an infant.
Ain't that it? I mean. Did I just tell on myself,
y'all?
Everybody just. I see that. I see. In my case, it wasn't my kid, so hey, fuck it.
You a mess.
All right.
Oh, I'm trying to find my
Put the pacifier in his mouth.
Man, because I'm going to put one in yours.
Man, you know what? Y'all done got me. I'm supposed to be cleaning. I was supposed to call. I wish y'all a good show to hang up.
Let's see here.
We got our first perfect, first perfect score.
Yeah, because I got 9,400. Yeah, I got
that's
all
a perfect
those.
Score.
Yeah, every last one of them.
Yeah, that's a perfect score. When you put yours on there, put in parentheses, perfect score.
Who said I was going to put it? Where I'm supposed to put it at?
In the comment. You put your total in the comments.
Yeah, you put the total in the comment.
And then in parentheses, put perfect score. And we'll see if somebody can top you. Then we have to have a tiebreaker question.
Oh, y'all, I got a question. On the site, it says something about give a gift. And how do you get points so that you can give gifts?
I'm going to let my man follow the time after that.
You have to go through that third-party stuff. I suggest you don't do that.
Okay. Suggestion
taken. Don't even worry about that. Yeah, don't worry about that. Because they're trying to charge you money for that stuff.
Oh, okay. So if I want to send somebody a gift, it should be just like a pussy pic or a titty shot.
There you
go.
There you have it.
I accept all gifts, by the way. I accept all gifts.
I heard that. I am not mad at you.
Y'all gonna have these people coming after me. They gonna be like, she done did all this shit. We want her.
Like I said. We're going to let you restructure that whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't think there's enough questions on there. At least not for you anyway.
You know what I see for myself? I'm so sick right now.
Thank you.
I mean, ain't nothing like too outrageous on here, not that I can see. This is all the typical stuff. Or y'all saying it's not?
I'm not saying. Like I said,
His show done been beat. He can't say nothing.
Who?
He can't. I said your score done been beat. You can't say nothing.
Right. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, and my score gonna keep getting beat because it's one of them that I'm just not gonna do.
Which one is that? Let me see.
That's the one you got that three. That's why you 300 points ahead of me. Because
okay.
I'm not sucking nobody's dick.
I heard that.
Oh, yeah. I would never have a fucking score on here.
I'm about
never.
To go look at the sheet like, what are we talking about? Which one are you going to do?
Let's see. Chuck, number one. Number one. And if I see
yeah,
any man on here with a perfect If I see any man on here with a perfect score, I'm going to have to question it.
I heard that.
Perfect score, bruh? What?
Nigga, did you read the questions?
Right, you
right,
did
you
read that question.
You,
you did
go
read the number one question, right?
We'll let you change your answer this time.
Nah, you ain't changing shit.
Is that dude naked out here? I'm missing out. He is naked. Is this dude naked?
I don't
know. Somebody that's naked? Oh, man, I'm sick.
I don't know if a motherfucker naked on there or not.
Now, this buff motherfucker, I need to see this for myself.
See, look at see, Janine, you've been missing out.
What in the world?
The site has changed.
And hey, y'all right above his dick, like, welcome to Sin City.
Hey, freedom of speech. We don't delete no pictures. We don't
right.
delete nothing.
Right. We welcome everybody. We welcome everybody.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we don't delete a damn thing. If you want to post
just
it, post
I was like, hey, brother, can we change this? Like I told you, that right there just ain't doing it. That just ain't.
You know
doing
what
it.
Though? I thought about that, but then it's like what liquor store said earlier. When she first got on the site, what was the first thing you saw when you first got on the site?
I say it was a big fat pussy pic.
There you go. That's why I didn't change it, dog. Because the woman can say the same thing that you said.
All right, but I hear what you're saying. But
I was like, shit, this is some freaky content. I got joined instantly. It wasn't even no question. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
No, I just used right,
well,
an example on what he was saying. Telling him why I didn't change it.
Oh, okay.
He got a pal, man.
Yeah, you were just an example.
I said, cool, bro, cool.
No, I was explaining to her what was going on. She was a little bit lost.
Yeah, I was a little bit behind.
Get your flashlight, baby, get your flashlight.
A little bit slow to the punch.
There you go.
We to the beat now, we all good.
That's what's up. All right, check this out. For you two young ladies, before they cut us off, y'all got something y'all want to talk about tomorrow? We'll put it on y'all too. Whatever y'all want to talk about. Just
I have to sleep
so
on that.
Be prepared.
I have to sleep on that.
That's good.
I missed the beginning of the show, so I don't know what we talked about when we started tonight.
It don't matter.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow's a new day.
Sleep.
Right. We you know what I'm saying? We just trying to get more feedback and involvement from, you know what I'm saying, the people that call all the time. Janine, you've been calling the show since the first fucking day.
No, I haven't.
I mean, you missed a few shows here and there, but overall, you've been right there.
You're a regular caller.
So if there's anything you ever want to talk about, just say it.
I sure will.
We can speak on it.
I sure will.
We just ain't talking about eating ass no more.
That's a dead subject. You
all
punish
me. I can't speak on that. I want to talk about something I can talk about.
You can't even talk about it no more. She's like, I
ain't experienced it or done it, so.
Don't even bring that shit up, no motherfucker.
What you say, man?
Bring, I said, she like, don't even bring that shit up no more. Bring it up again, see what happens.
Right.
It's going to be some furniture moving.
I mean, I've got a couple of ideas. We can talk about the toys or the fruit, all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? What tastes better, chocolate or strawberries? Strawberry syrup or chocolate syrup?
I want to talk about why is it a problem for people to have open relationships. That's what I want to talk about.
That's a good subject because I totally disagree with that.
Mm. That's a good one. That's a good one. Controversial. Have we ever discussed candle wax?
Nope.
Let's throw that in the mix, shall we?
There we go. Candle wax and open relationships. Now, we can start open relationships. Do y'all agree with it? I don't think too many men agree with open relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Too many men don't agree with that. I'm pretty sure it's used for women. But I just can't see them on another man doing my girl, man. That shit don't look right.
That's weird, ain't it? I feel the same way about it. Yeah, that's not all right.
I mean, it ain't like you would know about it. And then, like you said,
yeah, but what is he doing you better than I am?
Then it's not open. If he don't know about it, then it's not open, is it?
Something open.
He does know about it. He knows that I have this other person, but he's not sitting there watching me do it.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm
thinking
we're in the same room.
No, it don't have to be like that.
So you keep saying, like, you got two dudes.
Yeah, but you got somebody else too. It's not like, you know, we together, but we each have someone else on the side.
Oh, now okay.
So
you said the guy that you're with, is anybody in a relationship? It is okay. Me and her is in a relationship, but we have an open relationship where she can see other people, I can see other people, even
yes.
though we're together.
Yes. That's what an open relationship is.
Well, I disagree. I don't know that.
No, I still disagree. That's the bullshit.
Yeah, I disagree. Yeah, this just don't seem right. Don't seem right.
Like something's
off here. You should have thought about it that one.
Hey, I'm old fashioned.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to come home and be like, you've been with that nigga, haven't you? You know what I mean? That's just not it. That's not right, is it? You've been
that's
with that nigga, haven't
you? You know what? I'm going to tell you. A lot of times where that problem come in at is that if you can't, a lot of people try to change midstream. How you going to change midstream? Oh, I want an open relationship now. We ain't been in no open relationship. Why you want one now?
Exactly. Now you don't love me no more. I think you're looking for another motherfucker to love.
Right. I mean,
it might not have
that's
a different love.
Thing.
I just you not fucking me right. I don't know.
Yeah, we should break up.
I agree.
I mean, because seriously, a lot of times, a lot of people always say, well. The open relationship thing. Okay, well, but at the same time, it's like, okay, perfect example. If you treat me like I'm your man, I'm going to treat you like, you know, you my woman. But then you like, okay, well, an open relationship. You really going to bring an open relationship to me right now?
Yeah, that's just time to break up. That means we've exhausted all we can do together, and it's time to move on.
Well,
hey. That's just my opinion.
We got an hour and a half more to chat about this.
All right. I'll be looking forward to it.
All right. So, I mean, before they cut us off, because, you know, we done went way over time.
True that.
That's how you know y'all got some good shit going on.
It's Sons of Anarchy do come on.
I already recorded it.
No. All right, I'll just let you know. All right, yeah. Any last words today?
What season are they on now?
Five. They're season four. Four? I thought it was, we had four? Five?
Yeah, it's season five, man.
Oh, okay, my bad. I thought it was season four. My bad. Oh, no, season four just came out on DVD.
Right, that's where you're getting confused at.
Okay, all right.
All right, well, it was good talking with you all. I'll be on here tomorrow.
Okay, look at Stone.
Yes, same goes. It was nice. I was nice talking to y'all, chatting with y'all, hearing everybody's opinions on different stuff. I guess I'm going to go ahead and do all my cleaning tonight, so I don't have to worry about that tomorrow.
That's what's up. Big homie, what you got?
I just commented on Janine's perfect score.
I'm still on here, what you say?
Just to let you know, Janine, you might want to go back and check it later.
Oh, I'm still on here.
Oh, all right, well, there it go. All right, y'all, FinCityRadio.com. Let's go, y'all. Let's get it in. Let's have some fun.
All right. Invite a friend. Tell a friend.
Right. Tell your friend.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell their friend. Even if they don't like it. Fuck it. Tell your enemies, too. They'll probably have it just because they don't like your
ass. Ain't that it? Then they see what you got to offer. They'll change their damn story.
You know what I'm saying? Tell your enemies about the fight. Then they can email you shit on the low.
All right, y'all.
Just
been real.
All right, y'all. Same bad time. Same bad channel. Get up with y'all tomorrow.
All right.